our wild card picks. Let's do that now. We've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Their podcast is on Google Play and iTunes. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter, Sports Meets Beer. Wild cards. Who wants to go first? Wild cards.
Well, let this wild card step up. Doesn't make any sense.
No,
but,
I'm ready, though. I'm ready.
I'm going to do the Chargers and Jets. I said it last week to a friend, not on the show. The Chargers know how to lose. That's what they're good at. And this is going to be no exception.
Wow.
They have their eyes on postseason. Of course, it's going to mean that the Miami Dolphins are going to have to beat the Chiefs, which I don't see happening.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, that has to happen. Number two, they're just going to be too distracted in going down to the next game, which is going to be against the Raiders or playing in L.A. So I think they're not even focused on this game. I think they're thinking about postseason too much. The amount of interceptions that Rivers threw last week shows you he's just slinging it to be desperate. That's not how you're going to win potentially playoff caliber game. To me, this is Jets squeak by, but they're going to win.
All right, Brad, wild card.
I've tried to play the theme all year of the game that interests me the most. That's kind of the reasoning behind some of these games that I've picked. This Saints-Falcons game is incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
These are two teams whose defenses are very good. New Orleans, as we've kind of talked about on the show before, Dennis Allen, former Raider head coach, is really aggressive with his blitz packages because his secondary is very good. So he can afford to be a little bit more aggressive. Matt Ryan eats blitzes for breakfast. So I think you're going to see Atlanta's offense move the ball pretty well against New Orleans. New Orleans' best defense in this game is actually going to be to do what they've been doing all year, which is just run the football. I think a lot of people see Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, think this game's going to have 90 total points scored in it. I don't see that. I see it a little bit lower scoring. Atlanta's offense has been a little inconsistent all year, but they seem to be playing better and better as the weeks have gone on. They seem to be getting more and more comfortable. I think Atlanta wins a squeaker here. It's just the way the NFL season has gone. I know everyone's kind of was on the New Orleans train, including myself. I just have a weird feeling that things are going to get a little bit more interesting in that division. I think Atlanta's going to win by a field goal or less.
So the Titans are starting to spiral down. They lost that game against the Niners and still were in the playoff wild card,
Yeah. Which
is kind of interesting. But the complete dismantling of the Seahawks by the Rams, which was so beautiful. It was such a beautiful thing.
20-0 in the first quarter.
Just so amazing. I think the Titans need to be put out of their misery. I think the Rams are just the team to do it.
Yes.
So I'm taking the Rams over the Titans for my wild card.
Good call.
All right. You could check out their podcast. It's called Sports Meets Beer, and it's on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on Facebook and Twitter. Gentlemen, thanks for being here picking NFL picks.
Happy holidays from the first place guy.
Wow.
Happy holidays from the tied for second.